For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Stories This Moment podcast is brought to you by TNC Network. TNC offers content and media that informs, helps, heals, educates, as well as inspires. TNC.network. News you can use.
Hello, and welcome to the Stories This Moment podcast. This is episode 8 of season 1, and today we'll be talking about our new up-and-coming podcast series, What Did You See? About Unexplained Phenomena. And also, we'll be talking about the launch, finally, of the STM blog, the companion program to this podcast. All that and more on this episode of the Stories This Moment podcast. Here we go. Welcome to the podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the new podcast that's going to debut next month called What Did You See? Which is about unexplained phenomena. But first, we're going to talk about the long-awaited Stories This Moment vlog, which will start next month as well. That's going to be a companion to this podcast. As I said before, it's going to cover everything that TNC covers. It's going to cover the events. It's where you're going to have the interviews, the full interviews. It's going to be everything that we cover, but we're going to put a fun spin on it, and you'll learn something, too. Here's an example of what we cover. Check it out.
Odyssey Aquarium in Scottsdale, Arizona, is a marine aquarium and the largest aquarium in the Southwest United States. Located in the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community, the multi-level, state-of-the-art facility holds more than 2 million U.S. gallons of water and spans over 200,000 square feet. There are over 6,000 animals and 370 different species in over 65 exhibits. Interactive activities include Sea Trek underwater walking, a charismatic penguin interaction program, shark behind-the-scenes tours, walkabout animal ambassadors, and question and answer sessions throughout the day with the animal care specialists. Odyssey Aquarium offers an educational, interactive, and entertaining experiences for guests of all ages. For further information on Odyssey, including ticket pricing and hours of operations, please visit odysseyaquarium.com. Visit TNC Network for more news and information. Please subscribe to our newsletter. And thanks for watching. This video was brought to you by TNC Network. Knowledge, life, fun, and the Stories This Moment video blog, where you learn something new and have fun while doing it.
About the new project that we have debuting next month, a new podcast called What Did You See? What Did You See is based on videos that I produced back in 2012, which was to promote the Cupic series. It talked about different incidents of unexplained phenomena, and I do have some examples of that.
The following is based on eyewitness testimony.
I saw something strange as I was driving southbound on State Route 51. I was traveling in the middle lane and I noticed something on the familiar pedestrian bridge that spans the freeway between Union Hills and Bell Road. On the bridge, just above my lane, I saw a figure standing on there. The figure looked like a young female with long hair and was wearing what seemed like a short dress with a floral pattern on it. She was leaning on the fencing with her back seemingly towards the oncoming traffic. In hindsight, I don't know for sure that her back was to me or she was facing me. Her long hair was obscuring her face. It was creepy. She seemed like Samara from The Ring. But instead of eerily climbing out of a well, she was on the bridge.
Yeah, that bridge incident was reported by me back in 2019. I was on my way to see my fiance going down the State Route 51 here in Phoenix, heading south, and on the pedestrian bridge, I saw that. Now check out this next one. This one was kind of creepy too.
Leaving my girlfriend's grandparents' house, I noticed a blinking white light moving toward the northwest. Thought it was a plane, but didn't see the typical navigation lights or hear engine sounds. I got into the car and drove. I was on 44th Street, and as I approached Indian School, I saw it again, moving in the same direction very slowly. Must be a plane, I thought to myself. Trying to navigate, but periodically looking toward the sky, I could still see it as I approached Camelback Road. I watched it as it passed near a plane with standard navigation lights and strobe lights. It continued the same heading as we approached the area where 44th Street curves to the east and changes into McDonald. As I turned left on Tatum, I couldn't see it anymore. I drove deeper into Paradise Valley past Lincoln. I saw it again, same or similar light blinking and moving slowly. I saw this thing in the sky until we reached my home outside of Paradise Valley. After I parked my car, I didn't see it anymore.
We will cover personal stories of mine on this new podcast, plus stories from eyewitnesses. We'll have guests. We'll discuss the historical incidents of unexplained phenomena. And we'll hear about people who were involved with it, like Colonel Robert Friend.
Those of you who are into the subject of UFOs and its history must remember Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend. He played a huge role in the U.S. Air Force's nearly 20-year Project Blue Book, the official government study of UFOs. Robert Jones Friend was born in Columbia, South Carolina on February 29, 1920. During World War II, Friend signed up after learning that the Army began a segregated program for black pilots in Tuskegee, Alabama. He soon completed training and was commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Army Air Corps and was assigned to the 332nd Fighter Group. Friend was in the military for 28 years, serving in Korea and Vietnam. He graduated from the Air Force Institute of Technology. Friend served as Assistant Deputy of Launch Vehicles, where he worked on important space launch systems such as the Titan, Atlas and Delta rockets and eventually the Space Shuttle. During his military service, Colonel Friend led Project Blue Book from 1958 to 1963. Friend said he believed in the possibility of extraterrestrial life in the universe. Blue Book was closed down in 1969, despite the roughly 700 UFO cases labeled as unidentified during the Air Force's investigation of more than 12,000 reports. The project's conclusion: UFOs posed no security threat to the nation, nor did they display any technological abilities beyond the range of present-day scientific knowledge. Lieutenant Colonel Friend died on June 21, 2019 in Long Beach, California at the age of 99. At the time, he was one of 12 remaining Tuskegee Airmen.
No, I didn't trick you on that one. It was just coincidence that we're in Black History Month and Colonel Robert Friend was a Tuskegee Airman. So, yes, we inadvertently killed two birds with one stone by playing our Black History clip of the month and talking about the new podcast that's coming up. We will air the first episode next month. Just check the TNC website for times and the date. Our Mike Sleva has started a news program about senior pickleball. He calls it Sleeve's Senior Pickleball Report, and he discusses the sport, and he talks about how to form leagues, and he'll be talking about equipment, and he'll have guests, and it's going to be a fun time. He's into the second episode of the show, and he's doing pretty well. So please support him and visit. Check it out on his page on the TNC Network, Sleeve's Senior Pickleball Report.
Pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports and is taking the US by storm. Our Mike Sliva is prepared to walk you through the basics and also provide the latest news on the sport with his Sleeve Senior Pickleball Report. That's Sleeve Senior Pickleball Report. Right here on TNC Network.
You can catch Sleeve's Senior Pickleball Report on Tuesdays on his YouTube site of the same name. Or you can check with the TNCN website, and it'll link you right up to the video of the week. Well, that's it for this episode of the Stories This Moment podcast. We thank you and enjoy that you came by and listened to us. We have two more episodes left in the season, and glad you were on the ride with us. We'll see you next episode.
TNC is a group of bloggers with the collective goal of providing content and media that informs, helps, heals, educates, as well as inspires. We are not a source of hard news or partisan political commentary. We cover a personal side of the news, offering insight into hobbies, food and drink, guy, pop culture events, indie films and entertainment, science and technology, community service and social justice, travel, and also leisure. TNC offers hundreds of informative videos. Please visit us at tnc.network. And please subscribe to our newsletter. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. TNC, news you can use.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.